Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Amanda wrote in and wants to know if she's the jerk for buying her sister an explicit book. But hold on.
Okay.
Little sister, I should say.
Yeah, I'm a hold.
Hi, Allie and DZ. I have an Am I the Jerk for you. Please keep me anonymous. No problem. I gave her the Amanda name. She said, I was doing some Christmas shopping for my little sister, who's a high school senior. Will be 18 in the next couple weeks.
Oh, not so little.
No. I bought a book that was on her Christmas list without looking any further into it. When I sent it in the group chat to my mom and other sisters to make sure they didn't buy the same book, they were appalled that I had bought her that book, since apparently it has some explicit adult material in it.
You buy 50 Shades of Grey?
I don't know. I would love to know what the book is. She said, I understand why my mom would be uncomfortable with my sister reading it, but also, she's going to be 18 by Christmas, and I don't think it's my place or my mom's place to censor what she reads, since she'll be an adult.
Mm.
Am I the jerk if I gift her the book? Amanda.
Yikes.
We've never gotten one like this. She sent this directly to me on Facebook in a message, and I was like, this is a really good one. We get a lot that are similar.
Yeah.
Or in the same realm. We've never had one like this.
It's interesting because it is so different. Mm-hmm. It feels simple, but it's not.
It's not.
It really is.
There's so many layers because, yeah, she's not the mom, but it's her little sister's gift, and her sister's going to be 18 by Christmas.
Yeah, but think about it. You're not going to, like, buy your little brother a subscription to an adult magazine just because they want... You know what I'm saying? Like, under the same pretense, it's... I get it. I get why people can get weird about it, because it's like, okay, that's private. That's a you thing. Mm-hmm. You get those things for yourself or under your own guise. You don't got to worry about us. Don't ask for those things.
Well, that's one argument you could have, DZ, is that, fine, don't buy it for her. She'll go get it herself.
Right.
What's the difference?
What is the difference? I mean, and if you want to get your sibling a gift, it's mm-hmm. a sibling.
But you can't control, like, first of all, the internet. Hello. Just true. When I think my kids don't know anything, welcome to the internet. They know everything. And two, You can't, how are you going to censor an 18-year-old? You got to give up. You got to let it go. Let him fly at some point.
At the same time, though, you have to be respectful of the parent. Mm. They are still under that parent's tutelage, right? As a child, they still live at home. I almost guarantee it. So if the parent's going, no, I'm uncomfortable with that reading material in my household, don't you got to honor that?
You're supposed to, but it's your parents, so you don't care, right? you're one of their kids.
You said it, not me.
You know it. 414-533-1037. Is Amanda a jerk for buying her little sister an explicit book that she put on her Christmas list? The little sister is going to be 18 before Christmas. She's a senior in high school. The mom's appalled that she actually bought it. It was on the list.
Yeah.
I don't...
Why not check in first?
I say not the jerk.
Why not ask first? I feel like she did it.
She said because she didn't really look into the book once.
She just bought it.
She bought it and then she sent to the group chat, got it. Nobody else buy it. And they went, how could you buy that book?
Well, and that's where I'm leaning towards jerk. You made no attempt to even check to see, just make sure it was good. You got to understand, they are still a minor.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I don't know, man. I'm
leaning
towards
jerk. She looked at the Christmas list and she got what they asked for.
Could have got something different too, though.
Could have, but didn't. I say not the jerk. You say possibly the jerk because respect your mom's wishes.
Yep.
And while the kid's in the house. All right, we're going to talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Amanda wants to know if she's the jerk for buying her sister an explicit book that was on her Christmas list. The sister's going to be 18 before Christmas, but a senior in high school and lives at home. The mom was appalled. She bought the book.
Yeah, that's just weird.
Paulina, our girl, is calling today in Milwaukee. I cannot wait to hear what she has to say about it.
Good morning.
Hey, Paulina.
Good morning. All right, which way are we going today? Is Amanda a jerk for buying her sister an explicit book for Christmas?
No, she is not the jerk. Okay, for one, that's what sisters are for, okay? They give you the hookup. And for two, like, I remember being in middle school, and I was reading Twilight, and it had some explicit stuff. Like,
Thank you.
It's not like, I mean, would you rather her read about it? Would you rather her bring somebody in the house and explore those things? I mean, it's a book. She can have her little imagination as long as she's not bringing people in the house. I mean, she's also about to be an adult. It's not, I don't think it's that big of a deal. It's just a book.
Now, Paulina, I'm on the side of, I think the mother's going, I don't want to promote those thoughts. So then she does try to bring somebody in and experiment.
Anyways, I mean, she's probably already done something that her mom might not even know
stop.
About. I mean,
that part.
It's an adult. Come on.
That part.
But no, Paulina kicks it off.
She had a great point with the Twilight books. And you could do this with a lot of, even, I mean, Harry Potter gets wild sometimes.
Okay.
I read that back in middle school, and my mom bought me the books for Christmas. I mean, come on.
There's always, it's like movies. You know, yesterday I met Trolls, and I'm laughing at the adult stuff, and my kids are like, why are you laughing? I'm like, never mind.
Right over there.
You don't get it. And I feel that way sometimes, either in books, if they get the innuendo, then they're old enough to read it. I'm sorry. And if they don't, then better off, right?
Fair enough.
Then you're good to go.
Well, and another point you just made that really helps me kind of get it is the movies, the TV, all the stuff they're watching. Are you kidding me? All these shows geared towards young kids with some, unfortunately, adult suggested material.
Paulina,
involved.
My boys were saying something they thought was so funny over and over and over. And I looked at them and I said, do you know what that means? And Owen said, yeah. And Hudson goes, no, because Owen had Googled it.
Of course.
And when Hudson found out it was something dirty, he cried because he had been saying it to people. And he had no idea. So I'm with DC. They know.
They know. But Paulina says, no, not the jerk. That's what sisters are for.
Thanks, Paulina.
Whatever book.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Next up, let's go to Elvis in Milwaukee. Elvis, hello. Uh-huh.
Yo, what up?
Oh, hey, in the voice. Dang.
I think she's a jerk for sure, because my Puerto Rican mama says you ain't no adult until you pay your own bills and you're out the house.
Woo! Boom! Elvis! Hey!
Relax, DZ.
That's right. He said, that's right.
See?
Wepa. She's like, you pay your own bills and get out the house. That's when you're an adult.
There you go.
But you know what? Guess what? My wife said, we'll just buy her a gift card to the bookstore.
Let her buy it for herself.
Ah, you have a smart wife.
Smart wife indeed.
I like it. Don't buy the book, buy their gift card. Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
He said jerk because my Hispanic mama would have said, boy.
Yeah. But the second you get out that house, you're an adult. But all right. Other than that, I mean, I think once the mom says she's uncomfortable with it, you have to respect your parents. Mm-hmm.
That is fair. You know you're living in their house rent-free. Either pay rent or respect.
There's sacrifices to the rent, you know?
Unfortunately.
If he wants to get a dirty book and go pay $2,000 in mortgage, go ahead and do that.
Say, your rent is following my rules.
Oh.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call, Elvis.
Thanks, Elvis. Tell your mom we said hi. Tell your folks we said hi.
Later, fam. Tell the family what up.
Last but not least, David's in East Troy, and David's going to be our tiebreaker today. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Okay, is Amanda the jerk for buying her little sister an explicit book that was on her Christmas list? The sister's going to be 18 by Christmas.
We're split. You decide.
Oh, I say not the jerk. The Twilight was a good example, and some of these people would not have made it through the 90s if they would think about what PG was back in the day. Howard the Duck was a PG movie.
Ooh, he's not wrong. And if you know Howard the Duck...
You know what I'm saying? How the smoking duck with girls walking around. You can't do that nowadays.
No.
So an explicit book defined, it's not like she went and bought a Playboy.
Mm. I mean, well, David ain't wrong.
And the thing is, there's all kind. I mean, music.
Right.
Music does it all the time, and we sang it. Everybody, am I sexual? Ooh. There I was, 13, singing the Backstreet Boys. Did I know what I was doing? Probably not.
You are. When you said, all sexy like that, you knew what was going down. Oh, David, dang it, man. I didn't want to agree with y'all, bro, but you guys are right. Y'all are right.
What would mom do if she played WAP at Christmas?
Well, I did play it, but the kids weren't in the room, so anyway, no. You would die.
David, you were funny, man.
David, thanks for calling. He says, not the jerk.
Not the
we
jerk.
Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too. Bang.
Wow. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Not the jerk. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.